saw something in California that's real strange. Most of the time out there, nobody's interested in what we're about here. Except this one couple I met in Lancaster. I talked to them. But other than that, it was like, there's no, nothing happening out there that we were connected with. And, of course, after about 10 days of that, you start feeling, you know, have I done something wrong? Should I have depressed? You know, what have I done? All that. So, I saw that the test that was being put on me was to conclude that it wasn't finished, and that I needed to do something to get something started so that something would happen. You know, just make a move, do something. Because, like, the life is just wonderful out there. Nobody needs nothing. In the crowd, we were, you know, this is the way it all appears. They all have their own family struggles, which is normal, but, you know. But the idea finally hit me that it was really pressing me to see that it's not finished, and that I need to evangelize, or I need to cause them to think, I need to do something.
When you're saying that, it hit me, I think, I know for myself, to be exposed to something like that, I think, because I think so much of things not being together financially wise, you know, or I'm subject to that kind of thing, so that to fall in that, yeah, that place, it would give the appearance, and that's all I would be able to do. That would come together.
Yeah.
I got all the money in it.
Well, let me read you a scripture. You need a scripture. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. That has to so totally cut you that the evildoer and the worker of iniquity are the one, by definition, whose eyes are on themselves, who are just doing Gentile stuff. And there's a lot of successful ones, and there's failures. But to fret not thyself means to fret not thyself in any way. I mean, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good, and thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. He brings forth righteousness as the light. The light is brought forth with no effort on your part. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth his wicked devices to pass. I mean, I've been walking this walk for 17 years about. Right? I believe I'm a reasonably good communicator. I believe that the things that I have to say will cut across every religion, every philosophy, every scientific arena. I don't believe there is a man in the world that could debate me. None. I don't say that arrogantly. It's just the being. Now, what, there's 40 of us now, 45, 46, including the kids, there's 60 maybe.
Including the kids, there's 1,200.
That's the fruit of 17 years of labor. On the worst station in Dallas. I don't have any other life besides this life. That's why.
Just funny. I mean, I don't think there's a person here that doesn't. I mean, if we thought of somebody that was successful, I mean, we've never used that word, but somebody who lacks not. You know, but, well,
remember what Michelle said that time?
The weird thing about all of the money people, though, is that they don't really have any.
Well, but again, I'm talking about the core of your being, without relationship and without regard to anyone else. James said, consider Job. Consider Abraham. Consider Moses. Consider Jesus. You realize that I have no doubt in my mind that if I were given the opportunity, that I could turn the world upside down. I mean, that's not even a question. I mean, so what the hell am I doing worrying about, I mean, even having to consider whether or not I'll actually have a place to live in 2 or 3 weeks? Now, I'm speaking as Paul said, I'm speaking to you as a fool, because you've got to begin to see the patience that's part of this walk.
And the moment you step out your own right arm to accomplish any part of what is in the life of you, it'll be nullified.
Yeah.
All you can do is wait.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't know how many of you have been listening to the, if any of you have listened to the language tapes in Bananas. But we have dealt now into an arena that may never have ever been broached before. Ever. And it is so awesome. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I beg of you to listen to these tapes, all of you if you haven't. To be able to see the mystery of God in every word about anything. To hear the mystery every time you hear a word about anything. Because it's the endemic structure, if we have eyes to see. Now, again, I You gotta get this in your head. I had a reasonably good future. I mean, I gave it all up. Now, you can argue whether or not, you know, that the same argument is talking about Moses, whether or not he fled for his life, or whether or not he
voluntarily,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You, whether or not, you know, each of us are now a member of the body of Christ. We are members of that body. We are the body. We are members in particular. Not by your choice. You'd be a fool as a human being to choose this course of action. You'd be an abject fool. But now, having begun in the spirit, are we going to be perfected in the flesh? That's the thing that I just went through, you know, on a broader scale with the idea of the board of directors and all the stuff. It's always a temptation. You know, the idea is, you know, I mean, how many people do you know who know the new nominee as the vice president? Nobody knows him. I know him. I went to school. I mean, his family's in Wickenburg. How many people do you know? I mean, his family's from Wickenburg.
Quail.
Dan Quayle. Bush and Quayle. Bird in the hand. Quail in the hand is worth two in the bush. Dan Quayle is from Wickenburg. His two brothers own the newspaper in Wickenburg.
I was just thinking of the section I know about Quayle.
Well, obviously, but I'm telling you, that's weird. Doug said it, you know. It's so weird, it's almost I mean...
I don't really believe it. It's just too strange.
Jeff is going crazy. Because, you know, Quayle is... I mean, he's... They're buddies. They ride Jeff takes them 175 miles an hour in his Ferrari out across the desert. Now, my point to you is we have a destiny. If we can wait on him, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor entered into your heart what God has prepared. All this stuff, all of the Margaret bullshit, all of the interpersonal relationships, that's like the chaff. What is the chaff to the wheat? Nothing. What is a bunch of idiots in La Jolla? Nothing. They're like grass until they're broken and can hear. We have a destiny. We have a table that they have no right to eat at. We have a destiny that they couldn't even conceive of. That's independent of little things that are going on between people. That's just the chaff. With me, because she knows she can't hurt me. She can't destroy me. I mean, she doesn't use those words, but she called me today. It's one of those times. Only I got to talk. It's wonderful. I'm glad she's doing it. But she's was all been out of shape because she was thinking about the guy, because you talked to her, right? It's Barbara's fault. She was thinking about this guy that she got the hots. You don't know about this. Well, she and the Letches.
You don't know about this.
Anyway, they went out and both of them got the hots for these two guys. One's 21 and the other's 31.
I have a date with Barbara's
future. So anyway, so just tell me about this, and that she had to talk because she's been thinking about it. I said, well, what were you thinking about? Well, I can't really, you know, she couldn't. No, I don't want details. I want her to see the stupidity of the test and ignore it. And so I said, all you're doing is taking yourself seriously. If I confessed to you every time I thought about going to bed with somebody, I'd be on the day 24 hours a day. I mean, on the phone. The difference is, they're not a threat to you, in my mind. To her, that relationship is a threat to me, i.e., therefore she thinks she can hurt me. If you, in the married couples, there can't be a threat to you in time and space, because you're not real, you're a picture. And I said, the only reason this is true, the only reason this came up in you is so that you could see that you still think that God will leave you or forsake you. Therefore, you think you could make a mistake. Therefore, you think you can do this thing wrong. Relationships are nothing but a picture. They that are counted worthy to enter into the kingdom are neither married nor are given in marriage. What does that do to you? Makes you a parable. Hallelujah. Never have to take yourself seriously again. All this bullshit about relationships and oh, who's doing what to whom and all that. Get out of it. That's not your destiny. If you think that's your destiny, you will leave here. We have a table at which they have no right to eat. Don't fall into their trap. Capisce?
Like a brain surgeon in the middle of surgery worrying about his Parkinson's.
Big problem.
Let me get that cat out.
Gary, you got anything else? I'm fine now. Answer my question.
Suddenly, I'm on their side.
Do you understand? We're about clarity. We're about crystalline clarity. That nothing can detract us from going up to Jerusalem. Nothing. You can nurse and play the little games in the groups if you want to. But we are about clarity. The latter rain has fallen on stealth. I don't care what you're doing, but well, it's the leches. You ever know how leches and Levites rhyme?
Leches? Levites. Go back to Sesame
Street.
Alliteration.
Levites.
You can't make a mistake. Can you get that through your head?
Excellence.
Really? The idea of seeing everything is a parable. Being a Bible study teacher is a parable.
Amen. Never have to take yourself seriously.
That.
What's this right here about all things coming for us? What about your destiny? I mean, your destiny is eternal. You're caught up in the things over right in front of your face.
That's why we are not. I mean, we're about to. We are about to totally rip the lid off the burnt offering in this group. Before you can do that, you have to be positionally at the place where you know that sin and trespass, guilt, and the possibility of making a mistake have been left, gone forever. Never again to return. Therefore, we are about to be free.
Amen.
Never again subject to physical causation. The only thing you're subject to is silly putty.
It's silly putty.
And
it's
making me sick.
Yeah, out there, it was like religion. You know, was all I saw, religion, you know, and myself, and I was tired of it, and I was thinking, I don't give a shit, I don't care what our priest being bad in, I don't care whether I see anything or do anything, I just don't care, you know, if God God is God, then he can do it.
Okay, cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. The evil is returning to self. Good, the word good is agapeo. It's that which is beyond words.
Yeah.
You got to hear last night's tape. I promise you. But anyway. For the evildoers shall be cut off, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked one shall not be in you. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. You know, Harry and I sit around and talk, and he always asks me these god-awful questions. And say, what goes on in your brain? How do you think about stuff? He's trying to get it right so he can duplicate a thought process. I don't think about stuff very often.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time when I'm sitting around, there is nothing there. It's empty. There's no voices going on. I don't sit around and talk to myself anymore. There's not two people here. And every once in a while, the son of a bitch tries to raise his head, and he gets it chopped off. By what? By repentance. Not the world repentance. Not, oh, poor me. Oh, I've done you guys so wrong. I should be nicer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Harry cannot understand that I don't care what people think about me. Well, is that...
The rest of us are doing all that. We're filling up that affliction.
Okay, it's time for that affliction to be gone.
Well, I hope you're cured. I'm tired of it.
Yeah. I hope you're cured.
Well, aren't we brave tonight?
You got a new shirt on.
Well,
that part where it says, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, it's like, don't even consider the possibility that you can make a mistake.
Amen. For yet a little while, and the wicked one shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place. It shall not be. The meek shall inherit the earth. The meek meaning what? The abandoned. Yet the place of abandonment of self is at the door of the tabernacle. You have to abandon self before you can give an offer, the burnt offer. All you've done thus far is play all a little, oh, I should be this way, I should be that. You've been playing in the law. You've been tiptoeing, as the John said in his song, tiptoeing through the law. A bunch of Pharisees. Yet a little while, the wicked one shall not be. Yea, you shall consider his place, and you cannot find it. They shall delight themselves, the meek, in the abundance of peace, the abundance of the absence of againstness. The abundance. I mean, you're delighting the scriptures say that every man's going to hate you, and you're delighting in the abundance of no againstness.
Oh, but what are they going to think if I say that?
Oh, I should talk to this guy I'm going out with, but...
He's probably too young.
You shall consider his place, and it shall not be. The idea of the propensity to consider whether or not you'll even who are you talking to anyway?
Arguing with the Antichrist?
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're sitting around arguing with the Antichrist. You shall consider his place, and it shall not be. Me, don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me.
Shut up. No.
You shut up.
Who's telling who to shut up?
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
How many are there?
Yeah.
Which came first? Me or God?
Me or God?
Yeah, which came first, me or me? The wicked continually plotteth against the just.
Here you got me in deep. See what you did.
And gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Or is. The wicked have drawn out the sword and bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy. And to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their own bows shall be broken. Anyway. Now, I can't overemphasize this process, in this process, that he will it and do it in you. The vessel can't contain itself. You have been living an illusion. Lately it's been a very religious illusion. But it's still an illusion. You've given the vessel the capacity to contain itself. That's mathematically, psychologically, physically, scientifically, it's every way impossible. Every time you consider yourself, you are going against the very laws of nature. The vessel cannot contain itself.
We think of ourselves like one of those little Russian dolls. Keep taking one out, and then finally they, you know, it's all self. There's no container at all.
Now, all of this is tied up in the burnt offering. To walk through that door, the first thing you confront in the door of the tabernacle is the brazen altar. Now, you're going to start to understand the words of Christ when he said, you must partake of the baptism of fire. The baptism of fire is the burnt offering. Remember, we've studied. You've drunk the cup. Just as he said, you've got to drink the cup. But he paid the price. Now, we can understand what it means that your mind would be renewed at every corner of that sucker, leaving no place in the temple where the glory of the Lord hasn't filled. Where we're that far. We're a micron away from being able to see the burnt offering. The only reason you're ready to see it is because you've suffered. Has nothing to do with how much you've thought about it. Has nothing to do with how much you've considered it. Has nothing to do about how much you've studied it. It has to do with that which is the work, completed work of Jesus Christ. Now you're ready to apprehend the burnt offering, or rather be apprehended by it. Big step. It's the step of Abraham offering up Isaac. It's the step of you giving up the promises of God. It's the step by which you can be emptied. It's the step by which the mind of Christ may reside within you. Though he were in the form of God, yet he thought it not robbery or something to be grasped, to be equal with God, but emptied himself and made himself of no reputation. Nothing of Judy or Gary or Pam or Larry or anyone else can withstand the baptism of fire, can withstand the heat of the burnt offering. Nothing. There can be no self remaining. Not poor self, not rich self, not high self, not goodbye self, not any kind of self. Not. You may become the biggest egotist in the history of the world after this, but it won't be a self egotist. You'll have more confidence than you ever dreamed of, but it won't be self-confidence. You will lose the capacity for self-consciousness. Self-consciousness will become as odious to you as eating your own excrement. And woe unto those people who try to put your eyes on yourself after that. Your response to them will be exactly the same as someone feeding you your own excrement. Can you get a picture of what I'm saying? This is what... Yeah, let's not start. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody have anything else? I don't feel like talking anymore. We didn't do anything that I thought we were going
to
do.
We went to the horse races.
Take it, big guy.
Quick.